When the art day gets rough, you just gotta keep on punching. And here's your Thunder Punch Daily with Jersey Drozd.
I got lost in not quite a flow state today. I know I was talking about flow state yesterday, a little bit about the difference between getting lost in the work and just having an uninterrupted block of time to just do some focused work. Today I had a situation where I got lost in the problem-solving part of a project. So this evening, actually it was more like it started this afternoon, was doing just like a preliminary sort of like short thing in organizing the studio a little bit, like the areas around the studio. And it wound up taking a lot more time than I expected because I don't know how many of you have ever faced this. I'm sure we've all had this at some point or another. The Tetris game of furniture and spaces, for one, right? Figuring out how to optimize the space with the furniture and the functions of the furniture that you have, which leads to the second problem of establishing and defining space uses. Okay, so like currently, the studio you see me in the Lead Into Art cast is this green room in my basement, which is the place where all my computer stuff is. So it's the place where I do my digital illustration. It's where I do my podcasting from. All the work that requires computer-aided stuff happens in there. But then on the other opposite side of the wall is my drafting desk, where I do my analog drawing, which in recent years I don't use quite as much as I used to, but I still use that space. But because the spaces have been sort of confined to sort of very small work areas, meaning that I don't really need to use the space behind me in the green room for my digital illustration work. It's all my desk, right? With the exception of like there's a flat file behind me that I get into to like where I store like my thumbnails and my notes and things like that. But in the drafting area, it's kind of become this sort of hodgepodge of a lot of different things over there. As time's gone on and as I've used the space a little less and not really focused on optimizing it. So as I was looking at the spaces and figuring out, okay, what are these spaces for? What can I do with these spaces? And how can I arrange my shelving, my furniture, my desks, my materials? What materials do I even need to have out, right? What do I need to have ready access to? And what can actually be more stored up? What can be crated or put into storage bins so that these are destination items? These are things that I'm only going to go when I need them for a short period of time, right? And then there's things where I'm going to be going to them a lot, right? Things that I get into every day versus things I get into once a month, and figure out how to store them accordingly and arrange them in such a way that it works better. Right? And this isn't something I've attended to for a long time, probably over a year, if not more. So it became a daunting task. It became really difficult. And I have to admit, this is an area where I have a big blind spot. And I was trying to think about why this is such a blind spot for me. Well, partially because it's not something I enjoy doing that much. So it's not something where I've built up a lot of skills in that area, and I've not applied a lot of thought to it, and I need to. I really do need to. Especially after today, I realize this is something I need to be a lot more thoughtful about. But historically, also, I think it comes out of the fact that growing up, I had a big family. You know, seven siblings. Well, six siblings. I was second of seven, and you know, when there's that many kids in a house, you don't get a ton of personal space. And so I learned very early on, and this isn't to like be a badge of honor about like what a good or bad childhood I had. It was a fact of life. When you got that many people in the house, you don't get a ton of personal space, and I learned to work with it. And I remember even after I moved out and, you know, went to college and stuff, I didn't need a whole lot of space in order to be able to do the stuff I wanted to do, be able to work on my comics, you know, like. And I remember in 1998, you know, not even having my desk, but having just like a giant clipboard that I would just sit on my lap and work off of. So it's not something, again, it's not something I've historically had to deal with, but it's something that I should be thinking about more. And it's something that I found myself getting lost in the weeds with today as I was looking around going like, what do I want to use this space for? It's one of those things where you put on the emergent task planner, this is going to take 2 hours, and it winds up taking 6 or 7 hours because you realize you jumped in without thinking it through. That's where I was today. So I think I need to. Well, okay, I'll put it as a call out to you guys. Is anybody who has thought about this a lot? Know any good resources to look at about optimizing spaces? Or maybe not optimize. I'm not looking for a how to guide. I'm not looking for a way to get the feng shui going. What I'm looking for is people who model good thinking activities about how to think about space. That's what I'm actually looking for. And I'll be doing my own research as well on that. But other exciting stuff happening in the background, but it's all stuff I can't really talk about right now. Penciled some Boulder and Fleet. That's about all I can report on today. I penciled some Boulder and Fleet, did some moving around of stuff, got dusty, got sweaty, and got confused. So who am I? Jersey Droz, cartoonist and teaching artist, boulderandfleet.com, Jersey on Twitter. This recording is part of the Art Sound Off Challenge, artsoundoff.com, where I and a bunch of other visual storytellers are checking in once a day for the month of November 2015, recording a little bit of a reflection, journal, essay, and then sharing it with the Art Sound Off hashtag. And that's where you can find it. Go to social media, Twitter in particular, look for the Art Sound Off hashtag, or go follow twitter.com/artsoundoff to see all of the posts from all the different people participating in the challenge this month or this year. And with that, I will say I will be back tomorrow with another Thunder Punch Daily. Until then, remember everybody.
In today's story, He-Man came to the aid of a planet whose natural resources were being wasted. Unfortunately, this same waste is happening now, and not on a distant planet, but right here on Earth. We must respect the plants and animals before they disappear, as some species already have. There's beauty all around us. Protect it before it's too late.